Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
This is Time Out for Music. Two April premieres feature on the playbill of the National Opera and Ballet, both addressed to children. This is not accidental, as there has been a great interest in such programs in the recent years. One of the three children's musicals of composer Alexander Vladigerov is The Wolf and the Seven Young Goats. The plot is based on the celebrated tale by the Brothers Grimm. The new show has been staged with an unexpected ending. Yulia Krysteva, stage director and libretto writer, tells us that it follows the logic of the popular tale, in which good and evil, truth and deception clash. In our show, however, we do not kill the beast, but rather send him to the zoo. This is a good way to neutralize evil. And the message is that there should be harmony and understanding among people. The musical's orchestration is based on classical jazz. It is our bridge to the world of present-day kids, apart from a multimedia and special effects, Yulia Krysteva specifies. The show's set designer, Pavlina Oysterhaus, says more.
We had plenty of time to develop the idea and the concept for the show, but a very short time for the performance. I think we have made it, in the context of a fabled aesthetics.
The set design is created at three levels: the young goats, their improvised house, in fact a log, and the fairy atmosphere, where multimedia elements are key. At rehearsals, we invited the kids of our colleagues to get an adequate feedback. I think the audience will be enchanted with this show, said Pavlina Oysterhaus. Listen next to a fragment from The Wolf and the Seven Young Goats by Alexander Vladigerov.
Oh,
the second premiere at the Sofia Opera House is Le Film Malgardé, The Wayward Daughter. Interestingly, this is one of the earliest ballet pieces to have reached the present day. Its first known performance was in 1789 in Bordeaux, France. One of the most famous versions of the work was created by German composer and conductor Peter Ludwig Hertel. The choreographer and stage director of The Wayward Daughter in Sofia is Riulina Topalova. The story takes place in a fairy village. It is a comic ballet with the message of how parents' evaluation about their own kids might be quite wrong. The greedy Marcelina is keen to get her daughter Lisa married to a rich guy. However, the girl is in love with a poor young man. Finally, love is victorious and everyone agrees with the choice made by Lisa, says Riulina Topalova. Next, an aria of Gabriella from Act 1 of Vienna Blut, Viennese Blood by Johann Strauss II. It is performed by Dobrinka Ikonomova as we move on to the premiere at the Musical Theatre in Sofia.
Come here, look at me.
The classical operetta Wiener Blut, Viennese Blood, is a gift to the lovers of Johann Strauss II's music. Now it is on the Music Theatre in Sofia, apart from three other of his most popular works, the Fledermaus, Eine Nacht in Venedig, and the Zigeun Baron. The interpretation of the premiere show is by Professor Rumen Neikov.
I worked hard to transform this text. I was keen to convey the spirit of the work. It is the last operetta by Johann Strauss II. Its first night was held a few months after his death in 1889. We tried to create a dynamic show without skipping music from the original score, he says. Conductor Nadine Todorov has told us that he has had an emotional connection with Viennese Blood. This is the first operetta that I came across as a student in Vienna, and now I'm back to the old times, he explained.
The protagonist in the show is a German count, a Don Juan type of a man. This part is played by Marcio Apostolov.
In fact, he is a provincial womanizer who has found himself in the aristocratic Viennese society. With all his charm, he is ridiculously trying to sell his simple tricks. The challenge for the singers seemed quite serious, but we enjoyed the process. For us, it was a compliment to work with conductor Nadine Todorov, as well as with Rumen Neikov. Professor Neikov is in the know of the means of expression that actors employ in this genre, and it was quite clear what he wanted from us. Costume designer Cvetanka Stoynova has done a great job too. Our costumes are so comfortable and we all look so beautiful dressed in them. And last but not the least, I really enjoy working with my talented colleagues from the company of the Musical Theatre in Sofia, Marcio Apostolov concludes.
We close Time Out for Music with Lippen Schweigen, a duet from Wiener Blut by Johann Strauss II, performed by Iva Jonova and Christopher Jonov.
Auf ihrer Seite seit mir die Ehre war, dass ich ihr Gatte bin, ist ja das Glück, dass meine Gattin wieder kennt. Wir leben fast wie fremde Leute.
Sie kennen die Geschichte
unserer von weitem nur, nicht von der Nähe.
Ach, was denn?
aber nein. Ich war ein Mann, von Welt ein Gott, doch so ertrieb ich's nicht. Und die Mätresse, Scham und Spott sind wahrlich ein Gerücht.
Entschuldigen Sie sich bitte nicht, Sie wurden Mann von Welt. Ich hoffe, das ist kein Gerücht, weil das mir so gefällt. Denn was Ihnen fehlte, Sie sagt es.
This was all in Time Out for Music, presented by Kostadin Atanasov and Daniela Konstantinova.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.